I'm Joy Robertson, and this is Inside the Food Channel. So how many of you would think of doing holiday shopping or gift shopping at a zip line? You know what I mean, a zip line, the kind you go out in the woods and you zip from platform to platform or from tree to tree. But if you're in or around Branson, Missouri, there's a place you need to do a little bit of shopping, and it's at the Branson Zip Line. Emma Hamilton is the general manager. Emma, you have a gift shop here that is straight up gorgeous. Tell me how long you've been here. Describe this gift shop for me.
Well, we actually opened the store right before Labor Day of 2010, and we do have a very unique store. When people come off the highway, they're always surprised to find something quite like this. They're kind of imagining, I think, you know, a small little check-in and where they'll get their gear on and go up and be able to experience the beautiful outdoors. Well, they get to do all of that while they're here, but yes, we want them to be able to experience something a little bit different too. We like to say we have something for everybody. So even if you aren't ziplining, if you're just visiting the area or you're curious about ziplining, want to check it all out, come by, see our shop and see what we've got. We really like the cooking side of it. We like finding really unique gifts and really unique items with that.
That's what I was about to say. It is a sort of a foodie's dream come true in here in a lot of ways, and surprisingly so. I see jams, I see jellies, I see hot sauces, I see aprons, I see some kitchen gadgets, things that you might not expect. There's a jar of pickles, candied jalapenos. One thing that stands out to me is something called birdseed brittle. You heard me right, birdseed brittle. Tell me about that. You have a very personal relationship with the people who actually make this.
Well, at the wholesale market, we met Dolly and her family that have Wildflower Bakery. They're actually in Wisconsin. And it was really cool to meet somebody that was so passionate about what they do. Dolly and her husband are very excited about the products that they make and getting to share that with their customers. And that love for what they do just sparked an interest, because that's what we do, is we love to provide the experience that we have for our customers and get to share that with them. So it just made sense to be able to work out something to where we could share this. And this is actually the snack that you have when you're out on tour with us. When you go on the Ozarks Explorer, which is our full tour, there's a snack break included. And so we asked if we could highlight their product on our tours and share that with our customers. And they loved the idea. In fact, they were so excited. They said when they got home, they looked us up online and they said, "We love what you do so much. Can we please bring your first order and get to do what you've and actually gets a zip line." So their son, who's in his 20s, him and his wife loaded up our first order and actually drove it down from Wisconsin. Had a wonderful time. We've gotten to meet him a couple times after that. But getting to build that relationship's really cool. And it's also been awesome because we've had guests on tour with us that say, "Oh, I know Wildflower Bakery. I see them at the farmer's market." And the same thing where they get to meet some of our customers while they're out and about in their community selling their product, where they say, "Oh, we saw your product at Branson Zipline. We love it. It's great." So it's been really, really cool to develop that relationship.
And that, I think you can feel that as a customer too. When you stand around in here and you talk to people like you and you hear the story and you give people samples and they get to try it, and it just sort of makes you, it sort of endears you to a producer like that that believes so much in what they do. Old mole brittle, birdseed brittle, of course, almond brittle. Tell me about these. They're very meaty in a nutty sort of way.
They are. And when you first look at them, they still, you know, have that very earthy look, because it is all nuts. For instance, with the birdseed brittle, they have pumpkin seeds, they have sunflower seeds, but then they're congealed with this wonderful sweet goodness, and they're very, very tasty. So it gives you a great way to have something that has a lot of protein, that has your healthy stuff, but has that really sweet, so you feel like you're getting a little treat. The birdseed brittles are great. The almond brittles are basically chopped up almonds with this wonderful sweets congeal to them, but they end up being a nice crisp treat to be able to take with you. And with the old mole, the story behind it was really cool. It has a very spicy kind of Mexican flavor, like your mole burritos, your mole sauce that you might have on enchiladas. And so it's something very different to have with pumpkin seeds and actually in a granola bar. But they developed the product for a winery close to them that was wanting something a little bit bit different to pair with red wine. So the flavorings are very, very different. And then they also have, like with their Harvest Brittle, this is one of my favorites. I don't know which one's my favorite because I love them all. But it has dried cranberries and apples mixed in to the sunflower seeds and the pumpkin seeds. So it's really great. They also have one that's called, that is their really indulgent one. It has chocolate chips and white chocolate drizzle on top of it. So it's their chow down because you can't stop eating it.
Well, I can tell you from experience, it's hard to leave this alone once you pop open a bag. And, you know, they have a really neat, pretty little label on there that says, go local, go green, go wild. And it's these beautiful little paper bags that are, you know, of course, lined, resealable, so everything will stay nice and crunchy. And what has been reaction to this, Emma, especially out on the zip line? Do you find that people come running back in here saying, okay, where am I going to get more of this? And of course, you can go to their website and get it, but why not just get it here? What's reaction been?
People love it, and they do. They stop in all the time. If we have people local to the area, they stop in. We go out and visit the community, and we share birdseed brittle when we go out, and they are actually absolutely addicted. At first, you know, when you give it to them, they think, this looks like awfully healthy, like, okay, you know, but then they try it and they are hooked. And so they come in all the time. They talk about it. They say, oh, we've got to get back in there and get some more birdseed brittle. And another product that we have too, that people have a following. We have people that drive in that have been here before, but they come back, especially around this holiday season, and stock up for their family, which is our Amish Feast, which is their canned goods. All of it is our jams, jellies. Then we have chow chow. We have salsa. We have candied jalapenos. But it's something that people really enjoy. And it's awesome that we become part of their family celebration is, you know, something that we get to have here at Branson Zipline.
Is this something that you can only get at this Branson Zipline, or it's actually Amish made, correct?
It is Amish made, and the story behind the product goes along with the story that you hear while you're out on the Zipline. We have a gentleman that helped settle the property here back in the olden days, and his name's Eli, and he actually, on his travels, long story short, he saves an Amish family from being attacked from a bear. And after the attack, they go back to the Amish house, and they have this great big celebration to thank him. And he developed this relationship, and every time he passed through, they'd slip a few little goodies in for him and everything. And so he actually started trading that as he traveled. And so that's how Amish Feast came to be. And so we're lucky enough to get to carry it here in our store. So you get to take a little piece of the Branson Zipline history home with you and share it with your family and friends.
And that is fun out on the Zipline. It's so exciting and beautiful anyway, but to hear your guides talk about the story and the legends and the hills, and you know, a group of people used to live over here, and you think to yourself, how in the world did they find it? It's like being out in the wilderness. But you know, we're in the Missouri Ozarks, which, by the way, is a beautiful place. If you haven't visited, you need to see it. Winter or summer, it's just charming. You can cozy up in the wintertime and light a big fire and enjoy the view, or you can go out on the lakes in the summertime and you can enjoy all that the Ozarks has to offer, the hiking, and of course the zip line, which really lets you get back into the woods and just really enjoy your surroundings. But Emma, thank you so much for spending time with us. Real quick, tell us where you're located and what your hours are.
Very good. We are located about 10 minutes north of downtown Branson, right off of Highway 65. We're very easy to find, just north of Bear Creek Stables. We are open every single day of the week, and we will be opening through December 31st. So definitely plenty of time to come and do your Christmas shopping. And each morning we're open by 9 a.m. and we're here until at least 7:30 in the evening.
What is your website?
BransonZipline.com. is how you can find us. And we also do gift certificates for ziplining. So if you're looking for that unique gift for that special somebody, you can come and pick up birdseed brittle for your stocking stuffers, give them a little treat about what they're going to have while they're on tour, have those great gift certificates. So that way, you know, that unique person in your life will have something awesome to look forward to.
And if you're not into ziplining, certainly you're into shopping. So there's plenty of it to be had here at the gift shop. Emma, thank you so much. Real quick, I want to share the Wildflower Bakery website. It's wildflower.net if you want to learn more about the nice folks that make this awesome birdseed brittle, Wildflower Bakery, and the Branson Zipline. Emma, thank you. Happy holidays.
Thank you. You too.